From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Secretary of State John Kerry is visiting Saudi Arabia to discuss U.S. military operations in Syria. He plans discussions with Saudi Prince Mohammed bin Salman, with diplomats from Bahrain and the Gulf Cooperation Council. Kerry wants to shore up support for the Syria plan ahead of scheduled meetings with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov on Friday in Geneva, Switzerland. U.S. Special Envoy for Syria, Stefan de Mistura, is calling for a pause in the fighting in Syria. Lisa Schlein reports.
U.S. Special Envoy for Syria, Stefan de Mistura, is repeating his appeal for a 48-hour humanitarian pause in the beleaguered Syrian city of Aleppo.
The Russian Federation replied, yes, we will wait for others to do the same.
UN officials say they would like to have a pause every week. This, they say, would allow them to send two convoys of 20 trucks each, containing enough food for 80,000 people in rebel-held East Aleppo. They say simultaneous distributions would take place in government-held West Aleppo. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
In the midst of the current Turkish cross-border military offensive, Syrian Kurdish fighters say they are withdrawing to their bases east of the Euphrates River. It is unclear if all of the Kurdish forces have withdrawn as demanded by Turkey. The Kurdish rebels have been a source of tension between the U.S., which views them as a key ally in the war in Syria, and Turkey, which sees them as terrorists allied with separatist Turkish Kurds. The head of the Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights told Arab media that Kurdish militia fighters are still fighting on the western side of the Euphrates. This is VOA News. Russian President Vladimir Putin has announced military exercises on land and in the Black and Caspian Seas. The drills began Thursday in Russia's southern, western, and central military districts, where troops have been put on combat alert. The drills will last until the end of the month and will involve various units and troops. A 4.3 magnitude aftershock hit the town of Amatrice in central Italy Thursday. The aftershock caused damage to buildings and sent up plumes of smoke, instilling panic in the town already reeling from Wednesday's earthquake. Officials put the death toll from the quake at 241. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump is continuing to offer voters a more nuanced stance on U.S. immigration policies. He has discontinued an earlier call for the deportation of 11 million illegal immigrants, but still rejects giving them U.S. citizenship. Trump vows to build a wall along the southern U.S. border to keep out illegals. A new Pew Research Center survey shows that Americans are divided on immigration policies, but a plurality say improved border security and a path to citizenship should both be pursued. The survey also found that 61% opposed Trump's wall. An aggregate of surveys compiled by Real Clear Politics says Democratic candidate Hillary Clinton has an average 6 percentage point lead over Trump. Voters continue to view both candidates unfavorably. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has agreed on a plan to restart peace talks in Yemen with Gulf Arab states and the United Nations. Kerry spoke to reporters Thursday during his visit to the Saudi city of Jeddah.
The bloodshed, I think most would agree, has simply gone on for too long. It has to stop. And everyone that we met with today, all of the ministers who came here, were in full agreement. There is no military solution.
He said participants in the talks agreed on a renewed approach to negotiations. The secretary called on the rebel Houthi group to cease fighting with Saudi Arabia and to work with its domestic foes to form a unity government. The U.S. military says American Navy ships sailing in the Persian Gulf were forced to fire warning shots and flares after being harassed by Iranian vessels. In one incident Wednesday, the patrol ship USS Squall fired three warning shots into the water in the direction of an Iranian boat that was approaching another American ship head-on. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.